Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Tiffany Peterson is in studio with me, and I need some of her energy. Right?
Yes, you do.
You said you're like rolling up, upbeat, and you know, that's not typical for this time of year.
I'm so excited today.
I love it.
I don't know.
Because you've got a lot going on.
I do.
So I would, first of all, introduce you as the director of the Berrien County Animal Control. However, you have many titles, I guess, here in Southwest Michigan. So tell me about yourself, Tiffany. What do you do?
Oh, boy. a woman of many talents, yeah. I suppose. I am the full-time director for Berrien County Animal Control.
Yep.
I also am just picking up part-time at Baroda Lake Township PD. Hold my certification. As far as everything, I think that's enough. I mean, there's a few little side things here and there I've been handling, but that keeps me pretty busy.
Those are two big jobs.
Yes, very busy.
Do you love it?
I do. I love people. I like to deal with people.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing what you do. I reached out to you because I saw that there was a Berrien County Animal Control, different shot clinics that are coming up that I wanted to talk about and kind of let the public know that you guys are doing. But first and foremost, I just wanted to learn more about what animal control is all about, because we might hear, have notions about what you guys do, who you are, how we can utilize your services, but in all, I guess, realness, I have no idea. So let's start with, what does that even mean? What is animal control all about?
Oh, animal control is great. I never knew I'd end up here, but I did, and I love it.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm originally from Muskegon, and I came down here. Animal control is a service to our community. We try to do everything that we can possible dealing with wildlife and your basic pets, you know, cats, dogs, whatever, you know, and we do, like I said, we deal with wildlife as well. We do have a DNR license for that.
Okay.
We aid the community in whatever help they need. You know, we take everything in our doors. We have no hold time on anything.
Okay.
We try to adopt everything out that we possibly can.
So what is the process? I guess, where are you guys located at in Berrien County?
We're 1400 South Euclid,
okay,
which is behind the health department,
okay,
and off Napier.
So what's the process if you have a dog or an animal that comes through the building? What happens after that? Does it just depend on the case and what you found it or it depends
how severely injured it is, okay, or if it's... we do take owner surrenders. If situation, you know, case varies from person to person. They move somewhere or they can't afford it or if they found it stray. Well, we bring it in. We identify the dog and markings, sex, weight, height, all that kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We put it in the back, in the very back, you know, because there's a hold time for each animal, whether it's owner surrender or comes from the public. We have to hold per law.
Okay.
There's a certain period of time we hold an animal before it can go up on the adoption floor.
Okay.
So, you know, we try to be... is identify the best we can with the situation.
Yeah.
Help the animal the best that we can.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You just said that you adopted a cat from what this is.
Oh,
from
we had a hold of this cat for a year, and finally somebody came in and adopted her. She's super sweet.
Oh, somebody adopted her.
Yep,
okay.
Somebody adopted her. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Now I'm thinking in the terms of, I lost my dog. Should I call you?
Yes.
What do you suggest?
Yes. And a lot of people don't realize that call animal control. Call. You know what? We take everything in.
Yeah.
Yes, call us.
Well,
let
just
us
last
know.
Night I was on Facebook and my cousin lost two golden retrievers.
Okay.
And going through her Facebook string of, you know, please share, so many people actually gave you guys a shout out and were like, just call animal control and ask.
Yes.
They'll probably have details.
We have a log.
That.
We do. Okay. We keep a log just
okay.
in case. Sometimes, you know, the community likes to help and hold an animal, which by law you have to post that here, I found this animal, and you have to post it in two public places. Instead of trying to keep it for yourself.
Got it.
And, you know, because that is property.
Yeah.
So you can't keep somebody else's property. I mean, after a certain period of time, there are steps you can go through on how to take ownership.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, we try to explain to people that, you know, we're here to help.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we'll get it out there. We have a Facebook page.
We do all we can. So like you guys on Facebook, that way you can keep up if you have a pet that's lost, or maybe you just want to learn more information. Maybe you want to adopt an animal.
Oh, our adoptions are great.
There you go. Are you guys open? Like, do you have walk-ins? How does that work for adoption?
Come on in. 8:30 to 4:30, and we are open on Saturdays.
Okay.
In the summer, we'll stay open later on Wednesday nights.
Do you have a website?
Yes, you can go right through BerryonCounty.org,
okay,
and then you go right to the Animal Control Department, and if you scroll to the bottom of the page, you can see all the animals that are available for adoption,
too.
Oh,
nice. Okay, so I only have a few more questions before we start talking about the clinics.
Sure.
I'm so curious. So I guess my first question was, maybe I see an animal that I think is mistreated or I guess is not being cared for in a proper way. Is that something where I could call you to report that?
Yes, call us and report it.
Okay.
You can call 911. They'll tell us, too, or you can just call us directly. And we'll send out an officer.
There you go. And then my next question was, and I only thought about this because Surratt Nature Center comes in here so often and they get very odd calls if there's like a hurt bird or something. Can we call you as well for something like that?
Yes, you can call us and then we can get the right resources because there are some birds we can take and some birds we can't because they're federally protected.
So that's a good point. Even if you can't handle it, chances are you can find someone who or know someone who can.
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, so you guys are holding shot clinics. There's one that already passed, but there's a few that are upcoming. I guess tell me the idea behind these. How often do you do these?
You know, this is something new to me because I'm new. Been around, you know.
Well, welcome.
And this is really awesome. I like this idea. We did one last weekend, and it was a great turnout. Bertrand Township Fire Department was a big help. We did it there. We have one now. The next two are going to be at Berrien County Animal Control. Basically, the idea behind this is to help people out. We have a rabies one-year vaccination, $20. A three-year you can get for $25. Parvo distemper combo. And we do have a limited amount of microchips that we're going to be doing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
So I am unfamiliar with what the parvo distemper combo is. What is that?
Like, it's a combination shot that because we do have a vet that comes in.
Okay.
And so everything's certified. So you can buy your license, too. Once you get all your shots, you can go and buy your license. The parvo and distemper, those are preventative things that are very common in dogs that can spread distemper and parvo. So we try to, that's one of the most common things you want to get with a dog.
So I'm looking at the cost of these. It looks like it's the $20 if you get the rabies vaccine for the 1 year,
yep.
$25 for the 3 year,
yep.
Or that parvo distemper is $25. What is this in comparison if I was to take my animal to the vet?
Not sure how often or familiar you are with that, but usually, sometimes, depending on the vet, you get charged for a walk and visit $40 alone.
I don't feel like my family has grown up with dogs, and I don't ever remember anything being this cheap.
I know. It's awesome. It's awesome that we can do this. It's a lot of work. We have a lot of volunteers that come to help us and put this on.
Okay.
There's probably a couple hundred people that will show up.
Fantastic.
Try to keep it organized.
But this is, I also think that this is really cool for Southwest Michigan, and when you think of everything that you guys are trying to do, maybe you would love to have a pet at home, but you can't afford things like the shots and
we try so much to help people, even with our spay and neuter fund. Like a lot of times we get a lot of donations from the community. All those donations go right back to the community because everything we get in, we set up every other Wednesday. We take a trip down to ABC. And, you know, this is all paid for working with our community.
Yeah.
And the donations we get, we spay and neuter everything we can. So when you come in to adopt, it's $10 for a neutered cat, spayed cat, or it's, $25 for a dog. And, if it's not yet, we will refund you a certain amount of that money, too.
Yeah. And it's awesome because then in turn, you're helping, I guess, find this pet a home and then allowing the homeowners to have a pet at home for a reasonable cost. So everything just all works out. And I really can't stress enough how important it is to just adopt. If you are in the market for a pet at home, adopt a pet. There's plenty that need homes. This would be a great place to start.
That's how I got mine.
What was that?
That's how I got mine.
Okay, yeah. What do you have, dog, cat?
I have a dog. She's 8 years old today.
Very good. Happy birthday. So let's talk about when the clinics are happening.
Our next clinic actually coming up is this Saturday from 10 to 12 right at Berrien County Animal Control.
So mark your calendars again. It's this Saturday from 10 to noon. And then there's a few other ones as well, right?
Yes. We have one February 10th at Berrien County Animal Control as well from 10 to 12. And the last one is February 25th at All Clare Fire Department.
Okay, so the more upcoming ones, I guess, are happening at the Berrien County Animal Control, again, January 27th, February 10th, 10 to noon. Also marked down February 25th, that is the All Clare Fire Department. Also, that one's 10 to 1. Are these all listed somewhere where I can find them easily?
The best thing to do, we try to post this on our website, like Facebook or on the website. It's easy to it's cash only.
Okay.
And pre-register. It saves everybody a ton of time if you can pre-register. Register, and that's at www.berriencounty.org.
BerrienCounty.org, or you can call. That's 269-927-5648. Again, remember, cash only. Is there anything that you suggest I bring or anything weird that I should know before I show up with
Try to keep them on a shorter leash.
so cats, they don't go after other ones.
Put them in a carrier, yes, because it will get a little chaotic.
Yeah. Okay, good tip. And then I also wanted to give a shout out to Jimmy John's and your uncle, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. They are going to be there handing out some samples. They're a big supporter of us recently.
That's awesome. So this is Jimmy John's of Benton Harbor and St. Joe. So are they just coming to the date on the 27th where they're going to be handing out samples?
Yes, they're going to be there on the 27th handing out some samples.
Plan on coming hungry. thanks to Jimmy John's for sponsoring, I guess, things like this, the shot clinics, and also just the Berrien County Animal Control in general. Do you have more clinics and any other events that the public can attend in the near future where you can come back and chat with me?
If I do, I will for surely let you know. We seem to be a very busy department, which I love. We do a lot of things, try to do a lot of things for the public and try to get out there, especially with our adoptions. And I like to get into the schools and talk to the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, things like that. Whatever, you know, any ideas I'm open to if people want to call.
Okay.
I'm pretty game to try to promote, you know, animal control as much as I can.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, again, if you have any questions in relation to a pet or an animal, you are in, I guess, looking for an adoption animal that you would like to adopt, or if you just want to take advantage of these shot clinics that they're holding, again, remember, it's a $20 for the rabies shots up to a year, the $25 for the 3 year, and then the $25 for the parvo distemper. Don't forget, you can get pre-registered. Always learn more info at BerrienCounty.org or call them 927-5648, and it sounds like you guys will be more than happy to help anyone out with whatever it is that they
We have done, you know, we've helped a few we like our seniors. We tend to like our veterans. We have programs for them where we've helped them, you know, get their animals spayed and neutered, you know.
Yeah, good to know. Always just check out more details, BerrienCounty.org. And Tiffany, thanks for taking time to come tell me about all this today.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.